Delighted to say at our outside broadcast venue, delighted to welcome the chairman of St. Kevin's Boys FC, Michael O'Callaghan. Mr. Chairman, thanks for coming to talk to us. Good to talk to you again.
You're more than welcome.
So, great Academy Cup tournament again. Great, I believe, yesterday. I wasn't here, unfortunately, but the crowds were massive. Yeah,
beautiful day. Biggest crowds we've ever had.
Yeah.
It was so crowded, some people found it difficult to see.
It was
great to see. It was a huge crowd, but unfortunately, we don't have stands and we weren't able to cater fully for everybody, but we did our best.
But I know it's a bit damp here this morning, but nevertheless, despite that, there's still a great crowd has arrived.
Well, we're back to a normal crowd today. Like yesterday was double the crowd, so today's a normal crowd, but it's good.
But as I was saying earlier, Michael, with Barcelona playing in the second game, there's bound to be lots and lots of more fans coming in.
Well, they are the people's club. I mean, we had Real Madrid and we had the Ajax and clubs like that, but like Barcelona are just a level beyond all that. Everybody seems to be attracted to it. And of course, the football they play and you know, the possession game they play. And, you know, super. Lovely to watch.
Let's talk about your club, St. Kevin's Boys FC. How many teams do you field each week?
Well, we field 42 to 44 teams in regular football, and then another 10 or 12 that we play in internal competition. So roughly 55 all told.
My word.
About 750 players every weekend.
And of course, you need coaches and volunteers, etc. This is all.
And we're lucky. We're getting them at the moment. Now, it's not easy. It's always difficult, but we have about 120 people, and even over now, the days here, like with people yesterday, today, it takes about 50 people each day here to run this tournament.
Of course,
so you get some people on a Friday, some on a Saturday, some on a Sunday.
I know.
And some do 3 days in a row, so that's great.
And I was looking back, Michael, the first Academy Cup tournament was back in 2009, so this is, I think, is the eighth time staging it. And the young player, Aberdeen, by the way, I think were the first winners, but the player of the tournament back in 2009 was none other than Jack Byrne, who's starring now. He's on loan, I think, from Manchester City, but he was with the Irish senior squad training during the week.
He was, and bossing them around, I believe, giving out and pushing his weight around. So I know. Well, he's the only St. Kevin's player ever to win player of the tournament. He won it in the first year.
Smashing
player, Jack. Absolutely smashing player.
I know.
And hopefully he'll go all the way through and push on with the senior international team. And
but so many famous Republic of Ireland players have come through. Liam Brady, of course, I think Damien Duff, Ian Hart, Jeff Hendrick, and of course Robbie Brady at the moment as well. So you've produced some magnificent footballers,
and there's a few more in the pipeline. There's a lot of other lads have gone away to English football, and some many in League of Ireland. We've something like 60 players, ex St. Kevin's players, at the moment playing League of Ireland football.
It's brilliant.
Between the two divisions. So.
Yeah. And how long are you involved in the club yourself, Michael?
I don't want to answer that. I played a game of football for St. Kevin's in 1962 as a kid, a very young child. So 1962, but since I was 18, I've been on committees and involved in management, and initially, you know. Upstairs in the
good man
in
the
smoke-filled rooms, planning and organising and scheming.
Yeah, well, talking about playing as a young man, I played against St. Kevin's Boys in a semi-final of the Matt O'Leary Cup in Talca Park.
I was probably playing because I have a few Matt O'Learys.
That's right. You beat us 1-0 with a dubious penalty in extra time. May I add?
From our point of view, it was a perfectly good penalty. But there you go. We'll take what we're given. We'll take what's given.
But you know what, Michael? I was reading your tournament programme notes, and you mentioned that the future of this Academy Cup tournament is in doubt. Tell us about that.
Well, more than just the Academy, even the possible club could be in doubt. What's happening is the League of Ireland, the FAI have decided that under 19 football, under 17 football, and eventually under 15, under 13, will be the sole preserve, basically, of League of Ireland clubs. And the result of that is, at under 17, all our players, our 16s left from last year. They'd won 5 All-Irelands in a row.
Super team.
Every one of them left. And they went off to other clubs. Now, some of them aren't playing anymore. They've packed it in because they didn't find it suitable. They didn't suit their style. And these are very, very good players.
They're
out of the game. Now, if that keeps happening, we lose coaches. We've lost 5 or 6 of our top coaches already to League of Ireland clubs. If that happens, it filters on all the way down, and eventually people lose interest because there isn't the premier quality football here, the Academy Cup type things. And eventually you end up with no mini leagues, no little saints as we have it. And as I said to John Delaney, who was here yesterday, I said, like, who's going to take over the amount? Who's going to look after the 150, 180 kids that we have here in the little saints? League of Ireland clubs won't do it. They haven't got the personnel, they haven't got the interest, they haven't got the enthusiasm.
And what was his reaction to your comments?
His reaction, in fairness to John now, and he was very good, was he basically said we should be tying in with the League of Ireland club. It's the only show in town. So we have to get in with the League of Ireland club, and we are negotiating, and he will make a few moves to help us in that respect.
Have you ever applied for League of Ireland status?
We did. We applied this year, and we refused.
Thanks, Michael, for talking to us. We'll talk before the end of the match. The second half is just about to commence, and I'll hand you back to match commentators Neil McDonough and first Dave Hooper. Dave.